Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We are continuing our chat with Andre Snyman from eBlockWatch, and he's going to chat to us about the origins of the organization. How did it start, Andre?
Yeah, okay. So I come from a little dorp called Ermelo.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a kind of place that is fabulous if you watch your rearview mirror, because it gets smaller and smaller. And it disappears, okay. And but I was born there, but like there wasn't bread there, you know. Sorry for all my friends in Ermelo, but
yeah,
you know how that is. They didn't like me because I couldn't speak Afrikaans, and I'm an Afrikaans person.
So you had to leave,
you know. And I was like a weedy little Englishman, and they wanted to donor me. So I don't know. Jokes aside, I got some good friends. So anyway, in a small town like Ermelo, I'll tell you a story that was with a little guy called Claimwood.
Yeah,
I love this story because we were little, we grew up together, and we were tiny little lighties, and our moms used to go and play golf on Wednesday afternoon. It was your banker's holiday there. And anyway, there was a fire on the farm. So Claimbert runs into the house and he gets a blast laying, and he phones through. I don't know if you guys know what a blast laying is.
Yeah.
Blast laying is a line where a whole lot of people, it's like a WhatsApp group.
But it's so like, it's numerous belief.
Numerous belief.
Yeah.
So the centrala there knows absolutely everybody in the town.
Okay? Yeah.
So she says, Claimwood, what will you hear? And Claimwood said, ek wil my mommy hear. Hoekom wil jy jou mommy hear? Nee, daar's 'n brand op die plaas. All right, Tani, hold it on. So she says, okay, she knows now where Elsie is, and she puts the phone call through to the golf club, to the bar, because it's drink time. The barman gets hold of the phone,
yeah,
and he says, no, Elsie's left now. She's gone to the Phoenix Hotel in town. So they put redirect this to the Phoenix Hotel. So the guy at the reception answers, says, now Elsie's on the dance floor. So go and call Elsie off the dance floor.
No!
No, I'm serious. This is serious. So Elsie comes there, you know, they have to pull her away from doing the cha-cha or whatever, and they get out of Elsie, and the person, he says, what's for it, Claimwood, what's for it, Elsie says. And about six guys on the line say, Moenie worry, Elsie, ons het die brand uitgesit. So they were all listening to the phone call, and it went viral in those days. Most probably jumped on their tractor, went to the farm, put the fire out, and Elsie carried on dancing. So I took this concept, because I used to transport Dunlop tires in Johannesburg. Okay, my trucks used to get nailed, and eventually, as they left the depot, they used to get nailed by hijackers. And the hijackers used to say, go back, we want the same load. And I think they're joking, and they reload and they hijack the truck again. The insurance company said, no ways. So I had to work on a plan. So I said, I'm going to start. And those days we had block watches here. It was more the guys driving around with other guys' wives, you know, at nighttime. But, but it didn't work. But eventually I said, I'm going to start this thing called electronic block watch. And
yeah,
I called it e-block watch. Okay. And I found this thing called, we didn't have WhatsApp, we didn't have Google. We just the internet, we had DOS.
Wow.
It was crazy.
We are now in the back.
We're back, right back then.
Yeah.
2001. Anyway, bottom line is I found this thing called bulk SMS. I put a whole lot of people's names on there, and I started broadcasting information out. And then John Robbie, a kid went missing, and John Robbie was talking about, we've got to find a way to find the child, missing child.
Yeah.
We need technology. And I said, no. And then he brought me in for an interview. And so this kickstarted eBlockWatch. And basically what it was, I had a website. People registered on the website. Website grew. And you put yourself in an area, geographical areas like, and I disseminate information. I get information, I send it out to that person in the right place at the right time. And they go and do their thing. And I stand back and watch this. Like I'm switchboard.
I was going to say, you are literally that switchboard from...
Normaros, I believe.
Glenwood's farm,
yeah.
Yes. That's you.
And that's how it started. And we did some incredible things. We launched the Rhino Project. When I say we, I just get an idea, I put it out there, and then guys take it. And then it runs.
You know? Andre is the ideas man.
Well, I don't know. I cause a lot of trouble. A lot of guys don't like me. Hey, the cops don't like me. And the Residents Association don't like me.
But you have 100,000 members.
I've got a thick skin. Hey?
You've got 100,000 members now.
I do.
So 100,000 people like you. And because you're doing good work.
Or they're watching me. Some of them are criminals watching me too.
Does that mean 100,000 people have your number?
They do. You
that
want
must
me to
be
give it?
Exhausting.
Yeah. No. You know what? My wife doesn't like it.
I can imagine.
But I've learned over the years, it's actually quite interesting. The people, and it's 20 years of relationships I've had with these people, and it's grown and it's grown and it's grown. And my website gets sometimes 15 million views on a page in 28 days. I don't know what that means, but that's quite a lot.
Pretty good.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty good.
And no, it's quite. That's why I'm a Kardashian now. Because so I do this stuff. I mean, the guys pay me to do this. Look, I get like a free clothes and all this kind of stuff.
And you just, they're sharing the information, passing it on. Hey, we heard this about there. Hey, we heard this about there. And then people can get involved and help look after each other.
Well, right now, last night, there was a massive robbery in Bryanston. Nobody knows about it. I've just got it now. A video of the guys with big guns running across there. Nobody knows it. That happened last night already. So if you don't tell people this, they get complacent. They think, oh, it's everything's cool.
Yeah.
And in Bryanston, we had a major problem at one stage. All the security companies, I highlighted it, all the security companies moved in there. They cleaned up crime. We've hardly had any crime in Bryanston because everybody focuses where there's an audience, there's a performance. Mm. And that's why there's no crime. That's why I say it's strange that we've got this crime again.
Yeah. Well, where can people go and check out eBlockWatch if they want to learn more?
On the website. Just go, www.eblockwatch.co.za. But my website's not so fancy anymore. Go to my Facebook page. You talk to me directly there. Andre Snyman, eBlockWatch Facebook page.
Go and join 100,000 people relying on Andre for information. It's just, it's incredible that these organizations exist and that people are doing so much good.
Yeah, and I've actually just been on the website and they've got fantastic services that they offer if you're ever feeling unsafe, even if you are in a place that, like a blind date or you leaving homes late or whatever. Yeah. So really fantastic stuff.
Blind dates, we look after ladies out there that get, oh, this is a must. If you're a woman on your own, go and sign up on Cyber Chaperone.
Yes.
We will track you. Well, we won't track you. You share your live location with us while you drive and I connect you to all the Fidelity control rooms throughout South Africa and they sit there live watching you.
Until you get home
and they say sleep tight, good night. It's a wonderful project. Cyber Chaperone, go and sign up on there. All the school kids and the ladies, we look after you.
Doing the good things. Andre, we appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you so much for coming to hang out.
It's absolutely what a great excitement being here with you guys.
It's a pleasure. Andre Snyman from eBlockWatch, go and check it out on their Facebook page.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.